Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Faceted Gems. Give thanks for our blessings. Enjoy life and loved ones now. Mentor when you can. Silence allows us to hear the inner voice and concentrate on the good. Welcome. Welcome to this episode of Faceted Gems. We're going to talk a little bit tonight about the fine musician that has provided the theme song for Faceted Gems. Violinist Caroline Chin and cellist Brian Snow will be recording the world premiere CD of the complete Tre Duete by Pulitzer Prize-winning composer Elliot Carter for Center Records. Also included on the CD will be Four Lords for solo violin and Figments 1 and 2 for solo cello. The Omni Ensemble is a nonprofit music group that will sponsor the development of this piece. And I will keep you advised of when Caroline Chin and Brian Snow have this recording available for our viewing. But I'm very, very grateful to Brian for developing, for composing, and for performing the theme song for Faceted Gems that we have enjoyed each and every episode at the beginning and the end of our show. Thank you, Brian. Let me talk a little bit now about the kinds of questions that we ask our guests who are gracious enough to address the issues that Faceted Gems addresses. Faceted Gems was developed so that people can hear from others how they developed those areas in their lives that they thought otherwise would be kept dormant if they didn't take that leap of faith and try areas that they dream about developing, skills and talents that otherwise would have remained dormant, and develop them to such a level that they were able to share with the world, with us, their other talents and gifts. And hopefully the show will be inspirational to people who think about all the other areas that, I don't know, that they're good at, or that they have an interest in, or that they love, or that they wish they knew more about. And one of the things that we've learned through this entire year is that you're never, never too old to learn. Never too old to learn, and never too old to mentor, to learn from a mentor, become a mentor, and aspire to be a mentor. And that's one of the areas that we felt that was really important. And that's why we asked the question in the episodes, would you consider mentoring anyone in the field, and how can someone find a mentor? That takes research, that takes time, that takes development, and it's something that I would encourage everyone to do. You know, we prioritize our lives the way we want to. We prioritize what's important in our lives the way we want to. And sometimes it's important for us to sit back and say, you know what, let me stop, take a breath, look and see what I'm doing or not doing, and reprioritize our list, what's important to us, family, friends, and what you want to do with the time that you have left. So, mentoring. Mentoring sometimes means shadowing others that do exactly what we wish we could do. Mentoring sometimes entails simply asking questions and not being afraid to ask questions. If you admire the way someone operates or the way someone handles a situation, if you admire their way of writing, their way of speaking, there's nothing wrong with saying, I like the way they operate, or not even telling them that they're a mentor of yours. I know I've had mentors that probably don't even know they've been mentors to me. And it's just a style and a way of operating that you may like and admire. Make it your own. There is nothing stopping you from making it your own. When it is for the good, for the positive, for the better, it's a positive thing, it's a good thing, it's a blessed thing. What has maintained you throughout this venture? Did anyone inspire you? You know, this program is only half an hour long, and there are times when conversations, people want to continue talking after the program has come off the air. And sometimes, and you'll find that I'll have to call some people back because they've called to ask, can I come back on the air? I want to share this with people. Sometimes faith is all that a person has needed to maintain them, to inspire them. Sometimes it's their children. Sometimes it's an older person. Sometimes, I don't know, it's just you never know when their inspiration is going to come. It could be a story from a newspaper. It could be an old friend, someone you haven't connected with in a while, and all of a sudden you reconnect and they inspire you. Or they ask you, why didn't you pursue this? Or they're surprised at what you presently do, and they may say something to you like, you know, when we were kids you talked about doing this, that, and the other. How did you stray from that? It may be reconnecting with something that you knew you liked to do before, and for whatever reason, you've gone into another area. There's nothing wrong with that. We grow and we develop from each and every experience. At least I'd like to think I do. So, you know, I'm not telling you anything out of turn. But what inspires you? Sometimes it's just something deep inside that tells you there's more to life and more to what you can possibly do. And sometimes you can't quite put your finger on it, and there's no timetable on it. But if you actively pursue your inner thought, your inner being, give yourself a time to relax and listen to yourself, stop the noise and the havoc of the world, and just sit and be quiet. Being quiet with yourself can be inspirational. Not a scary thing, trust me. Just being quiet and listening to your inner being can be quite inspirational. Try it. It doesn't cost anything. It's free. Sometimes we have someone that inspires us. We have heroes and sheroes. Whether we are able to admit them right now in whatever stage of your life you are in, differs for each person, of course, but we have heroes and sheroes. We all do. We all do. Some of them make a lot of money. Some of them don't make any money. But it has nothing to do with their monetary worth. It has to do with how they have influenced you positively in some way. That alone is a process. And there's no timetable on how long that takes to, because we each process what we learn differently. But think about the people that inspire you. Think about what you like to do and what you don't like to do. I know it sounds like a very simple exercise, but it really isn't. Because you'd be surprised at what you might put on such a list, what inspires you and what doesn't. How do we encourage others? I know Faceted Gems, I'm hoping, does encourage you. I hope that it provides you with a way of thinking about the world and your life differently. I hope that it is a way of opening up channels in your life that you may have blocked for whatever reason. And then what you do with that knowledge and that education is just as important. I'm hoping that this is encouraging. Many of my guests have several next steps. Once they start the first step, it's just the beginning. It opens a floodgate of other possibilities. And my goodness, the possibilities are almost endless. You're listening to Faceted Gems on the Blank Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. I'm Diane Ward, your host, and this has opened up so many possibilities. For myself, for my guests. My guests tell me, quite frankly, that they feel so much more empowered. Mind you, I'm picking people that are already empowered in my book. They get a charge from being on the show and sharing what they have learned with so many others. That's a wonderful thing. That's a blessing. That's empowering. That's encouraging. That's inspirational. And that's what we do for each other. We empower, we inspire. When people say they're still evolving, as I hope we always do, always, and I hope that you realize that we should continue, I shouldn't say should, that we can evolve if we allow ourselves to. That's a blessing. That's wonderful to constantly evolve. To make mistakes, as many of my guests have readily admitted, they've made mistakes, they've learned from those mistakes, they haven't been totally discouraged. I mean, they've been sad. Everything hasn't always worked out to their advantage, or not the way they thought it would, but some of their mistakes have pleasantly surprised them. And you never know who is in a position to help you and has watched you strive and attempt. There are many people who will learn from your example. While you're learning, they are learning. When you think you failed, you haven't. It's all perspective. That alone is encouraging. I've had students that have come back to me and say, I remember when you taught me this, this, and this, and you know what? I've been able to use it later in life. That's a wonderful feeling. When did you become aware of the skill that you have? How many of our guests were not aware that they had that trait, that skill, that ability? Sometimes other people brought it to their attention. Sometimes it's an outside force, an outside person that has observed you, that has watched you grow, has watched you mature, or a trait that you simply had from childhood, and they say, you know what, you're a natural. We overlook so many of the wonderful things that we're capable of doing. And yet, there are others that it seems like the prominent feature of us. Of our lives, that it defines us. You know you're good at negotiating. Do you know you helped write this piece? Do you know you're a good actor? Do you know you're a good speaker. You're an orator. You don't even realize it. Do you know you're really good at math? You do this in your head and you don't even think about it. No, there's a lot of things we just do almost on automatic pilot and we don't even think about it. I find that very inspirational. When I asked Brian to develop a theme song, I told him what the show was about. I didn't give him any instructions other than to explain to him what the show was about. He was very pleased and very excited to develop this piece. And I'm very proud to say that when he does any work, I will definitely air it because I was excited with what he would develop. And that's the other part of what we do. We encourage each other, we inspire each other, we promote each other, and that's a wonderful, wonderful gift, the ability to be able to share that and share that excitement that someone else has in their craft, in their work. What's equally as important is that you have hobbies and outside interests, not just this one focal trait or skill that you're trying to develop, but you have to have a downside. And sometimes that downside becomes a whole nother aspect of what you are. And I find that my guests, as you've heard, say that that's crucial. It's not just work, work, work. That they have to have that outside element, whether it be reading or cooking or writing or something that takes them away from that one passion to something else that allows them to relax. Because while there's that heavy, heavy, intense work, they have to be able to decompress or relax, or take themselves away. And a lot of people don't give hobbies enough credit. It's just like, remember there was a time on resumes, people didn't take hobbies as something that was important on their resume. It's just as important as volunteer work, hobbies, those kinds of affiliations, community work, very, very important. You know why? Because it's part of what makes you you. It's part of that composite picture that people get that explain to the world what makes you tick, what makes you happy, what makes you grow, what your interests are. So never downplay volunteer work. Promote volunteerism. It's a wonderful way to help and to help not only someone else or an agency or an organization, but yourself. It's another facet, another way that we lend of ourselves. And let's face it, your time is invaluable. No one can put a price on your time. So again, your hobbies, crocheting, knitting, painting, taking people for walks, horseback riding, working with the elderly, working with the very young, working with anyone, just being able to do that, to share of yourself, no one can put a price on that. So always remember, there isn't any wasted time in your life. Everything that you do is important, is active, is growing, is changing, and it has an impact on others around you. That's why we're faceted gems. Each one of us is a faceted gem. And I'm so grateful that I have listeners. I'm so grateful that we have people that are interested in coming on the air. Within the next year, we're going to have a variety of people from a lot of different fields. So far, we've had medical people. We've had people in purchasing and contracting. We've had people that have worked in private industry and people that have worked in government. We have had a variety of people because, fortunately, we have access to so many wonderful souls and so many wonderful professionals who are willing to share their time, their space, their content with us. And I just want to say that it's always a pleasure. And what we're going to do is open up the channel the next episodes to having people call in and ask questions. Remember, it's only a half-hour show. It goes very quickly. But we're going to afford that because for the first year, it was important for you to hear their story in their way. It was important to me that they're able to express themselves and explain what makes them a faceted gem and what may inspire you to realize that you're one too. We've been very lucky to see the growth and development of some of our guests. We had one young lady that started as an accountant, became a writer. She now has two books published. She was on the West Coast. She had a big book signing. And all of this started when she was, you know, really just trying to toot one book and making candles and, you know, she was a street vendor, really. And again, this was a short period of time. By short, I mean a couple of years. Remember, there's no timetable for anyone. But I've seen her blossom. I've watched her grow. I've watched her develop. And she's on her second book now and probably working on a third. And we had one young lady who, in the medical profession, a surgeon who is developing a program with individuals for a microeconomy that is in another country and helping the women there, the indigenous people there, develop and grow and sustain, have a sustainable economy of their own in their villages. So, again, you would never know. You would never know to watch people walk down the street who was doing what they're interested in, what they're capable of doing. And I guess what I want to tell you is that the potential for each one of us is very, very great. We have to pull it. We have to allow it to grow. We have to nurture it. And I just hope, I truly hope, that in some way you find the strength to take that leap of faith. We always come back to that leap of faith. We always come back to one's ability to try. Not be afraid, which was also mentioned by some of our guests, because there's a fear. There's a fear in the unknown. There's a fear of failure for each and every one of us. But somehow take that leap. I did. I took the leap, and here I am, Faceted Gems. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to leave you with the stylings of Brian Snow. I'm going to leave you with thinking about that. Continue to try to dream and look at what it is you think you might want to do. And I hope, I truly, truly hope that you'll take that leap of faith because you are a faceted gem. You just may not realize it at the moment. Thank you. Love everyone, empower, assist when you can, dream and believe in the positive energy within. Thank you.